Hi, Bruce. It's James Cornelius. Got your call later than you left it. My phone from the previous century is slow to pick up, like a lot of small imports. The question, as I understood it, is a misunderstanding, I think. The clock that arrived with the paper collection from the law office doesn't have much dispute to its provenance, as far as I know. It came from Hickey's farm, which had been, Herndon's farm, which had been taken over by tenants, a family named Traynor, T-R-A-I-N-O-R, shortly after Herndon's death, I think, or early in the 20th century. And the clock was put on the market around 1950-55 or so, and so it had an owner or two before Louise Paper got it. The clock from the Lincoln home with the etching scratched off, or so I thought at the time, so others thought, is a small English-made thing with a Westminster Abbey decoration on the plate. I later learned that the method that they used for affixing those...
Recorded January 21. Message archived.
Hi again, James Cornelius, part two. It's still about 7:25 on Tuesday night. The clock from the Lincoln home arrived at the Presidential Museum something around 50 years ago, maybe a little more than that. And I learned after that 2011 article that you cited that the application of those decorations on the glass was done with a chemical that naturally flaked off over time. This had been seen in a few other clocks of that vintage, 1850s. I don't recall where they were made, probably England, given that it was Westminster Abbey. So the speculation that one of the boys had been horsing around and took it off because it was English is probably wrong, in fact, almost certainly wrong. And the other story about its guts being taken apart, that I don't remember, but I don't recall where that story originated. Anyway, two different clocks, law office clock from the paper collection, Lincoln home clock, not from the paper collection. Hope that helps, and call me again on Wednesday if you like. Thanks.
Record message archived.